This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Polange. 8 years ago, in April 2013, a commercial building in the Rana Plaza in Dhaka, Bangladesh, that was being used as a garment factory, collapsed. More than 1,100, mostly young women, were killed, and another 2,500 were injured. In order to make sure that this sort of disaster would not occur again, two global unions, Uni and Industrial, forced the clothing brands and producers to sign a legally binding accord. The accord was designed to protect the safety of the country's garment workers. Volter Sanchez is the general secretary of Industrial. He spoke about the accord in a recent webinar.
This is a very special moment for us, the 8th anniversary of the tragedy of Rana Plaza in Bangladesh, where over 1,100 garment workers were killed and over 2,000 workers were injured. We don't call it an accident. We normally call this as an industrial homicide. It's not the moment to talk about chain of guilt or responsibilities, but how we have tried to address the serious issues that happened at that time. And it's a moment for us to say, Rana Plaza, never again. I think it was a great achievement for all of us that we were able very quickly to negotiate the accord. And it was a remarkable achievement, not only for bringing together the actors in the industry, I mean, the unions, brands, and also the manufacturers. The work that followed the creation of the accord, thousands of audits in the plants that would have to be closed, and thousands of remediation processes that were entailed. And I would say that this was important, not only for the main, most important target of this work, that was to save lives, to prevent other accidents and deaths to take place. And this, we can say that it was absolutely successful in these 8 years. But also to restore the credibility of the industry itself. And in a way, the accord saved the industry. I think it's not much exaggeration to say that the accord saved the industry itself, because there was a question of credibility that was put into question. You know, it was a big and tragic wake-up call to all the actors in the industry that we should change. That we should change from the previous model that was failing. That previous model was not able to save the lives of these 1,100 sisters and brothers that were killed that day. And I think the accord did just this, save the industry itself, because consumers wouldn't go on like business as usual, buying clothes that were made with blood. And so I think it not only saved lives, but saved the industry, saved the credibility of the industry and the actors involved. And I think the key for the success of Accord was exactly its governance model. So we have together unions, international global unions, and brands together bound by an agreement that makes the obligation for both an independent secretariat technical body to give the support for all the audits in the plans, and also the provision of a legally binding agreement that really makes companies accountable for their responsibilities. And it's something that the good players know that it's so important for their very survival. In 2018, when we finally renewed this accord, we included a very important provision, which was the respect for freedom of association. And it's not just because of the ethical or the human rights aspect of this, but because the best way to keep factories safe is when you have a union on the ground. And the unions are the best way to give awareness about the things that have to be remediated. Of course, there is a whistleblower provision, but the unions is the best way when you have unions on the ground to keep the health and safety in the center of all of this. We need to keep this accord going, the global agreement between us. We must keep it because the cooperation from this experience from the past with the RSC in Bangladesh is so important, because we cannot simply ignore the experience we had along those 8 years. We cannot simply dump it and forget so much that we achieved. We must expand it to other countries. We just saw last month in Morocco and in Egypt, where almost 50 sisters and brothers were killed in tragic accidents in Morocco and in Egypt. So it is so important. We are seeing a wave of accidents in India, for example, in Pakistan. So it's very important that this new global agreement can continue and can be expanded to other countries, especially in a moment that health and safety returned into the center of the agenda of the unions because of the pandemic.
You can find more information about the Accord at industrial-union.org.